guys, it's Anitan, and welcome back to the Teenage Life.
Hey guys, it's Anitan, and welcome back to the Teenage Life. So today here I have...
Lila, hi!
So me and Lila are going to talk about like peer pressure, identity crisis, and whatever else we talk about, it just is going to happen.
Yeah.
So Lila, what do you have to say like on identity crisis?
Honestly, I'm kind of going through one right now. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I don't know. Okay, wait. As a teenager, I think it's honestly, like, important to obviously, like, I'm not saying go out and, like, I don't know, do, like, crack or anything. Like, don't do that. But what I'm saying is, like, you have to make mistakes in order to figure out, like, what you're not. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that a lot of people miss. And a lot of people are so focused on figuring out who they are instead of what they're not. And obviously... It's important to figure out, like, who you are, obviously, yes, like, that's a given, but it's also so important to figure out the things that you don't like, so that way you don't try them when it's actually harmful. And I'm not saying, like, go out and try something just because I'm telling you to, like, don't try anything unless you genuinely want to do something, and don't let anyone pressure you into it. Like, that is probably my biggest advice for everything, is just, like, if you do something, do it because you want to do it. Don't do it because someone else wants you to do it. Because in the end, they're not going to be the ones that face the repercussions if it, like, comes back to bite you, if that makes sense.
Exactly. I feel like a lot of people... Okay, well, me, I feel like I never really had an identity crisis, but I've always had, like, a huge change in my identity, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like... From 6th grade to 7th grade to 8th grade, I definitely wasn't the same person. And in high school, I'm definitely not going to be the same person. Quarantine made me really realize, like, who I am. I feel like it made a lot of people realize who they are because you're not surrounded by people. You know, you basically become the people who you hang out with and you become the people that you see every day. And so it's just, like, kind of hard, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
To just go out of your way and do you, you know, because you see everybody doing something. So you're just, like, everybody has that. I don't really know the word for it, but everyone has just that, like, brain twitch to just do what other people are doing, like, dress how they're dressing,
like
they're acting, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, it's human nature to want to be like other people, to try to fit in. Like, that's just, it's
natural. Exactly. And quarantine made me realize, like, dude, you should not worry about what anybody thinks, and you should dress how you want, you should act how you want, you should do what you want, and that's what I'll say, like, quarantine made me really realize, like, who I am. And I'm not saying, like, it made me realize who I am internally. Like, I'm not saying that I know what I want, because a lot of times I don't know what I want, and I still don't know what I want because, one, I do have strict parents, so I don't have the freedom to try whatever I want to try
and
do whatever I want to do. So a lot of it I find out with other people's experiences, which isn't very good because everyone has different experiences. But with the way I dress, that definitely changed. With the way I act towards people, that changed. I learned to, like, not always give my 100% when people give their 20%. You know? That's something I've always done. And I feel like that always hurts people who do that. Like, people who are selfless. Like, is that a word? They don't care about themselves. They care more about other people. And quarantine made me realize that I have to stop always valuing other people's feelings. Like, I have to value mine first.
Exactly. It's like, in the end, this is going to sound, like, really, really bad. I already know how it's going to, like, come off. But at the end of the day, who's going to be there for you? It's going to be yourself. Obviously, you're going to have, like, friends and, like, people that are going to be there for you. But at the end of the day, who's the person that you can go to no matter what? It's literally just yourself. That's the only person that you can, like, trust with everything, you know? And it's like, so why are you wasting time on other people when you may not even have those people, like, when it actually comes down to it?
Exactly. Another thing, too, with that, like, adding on to what you just said, that's why I've never really been, like, I don't want to say I've never been a people person, because I'm fine with being around people. I'm fine with talking with people. But I never really go out of my way to make friends with people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That comes off as a problem, and it comes off as a good thing, you know? Because I don't want to get hurt. I mean, like, I don't want to get used. I don't want to, like, deal with fake friends, because I've been through so much with that to the point where I just block it out. And I don't go out of my way to make friends. I don't go out of my way to hang out with people. I don't go out of my way to be all buddy-buddy and close with people anymore unless I know it's there. So, like, that's something, too, because at the end of the day, you have you. Like, you're the one who's going to be there. You're the one who's going to tell yourself what to do and what not to do. I don't want to be the type of person who's constantly looking for friends and then one day they're not there and then I don't know how to deal with myself.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole situation I was dealing with, like, with myself. But another thing I've realized is, like, I'm not trying to say, like, at all. Like, I do not want to come off as if I'm saying, like, don't trust anyone, because honestly, it's okay to trust people. Just don't trust them with everything, you know? Like, it's, like, you need to trust people to be, like, a functioning adult when you're older. Like, that's just, like, how it is. And you're not going to get anywhere in life if you can't open yourself up or learn how to be vulnerable. And I learned that one, like, really the hard way. But honestly, like, the whole thing about being with yourself is that you're not with, like, all those friends and stuff like that. You're not with them 24/7. You're with yourself and you're with your brain and your thoughts 24/7. So another thing, like, self-love. That's why it's so important, is because you're only with you all the time. Like, you're not with anyone else all the time.
Yes. I feel like quarantine made me get, like, gave myself more of a, well, not a confidence boost, but more of a, me just telling myself, like, the law of attraction. Like, if I don't feel pretty, I'm just going to tell myself that I am pretty no matter what. Like, fake it till you make it. If I think that my body isn't good, I'm going to keep telling myself that. Fake it till I make it, you know? And that's what another thing quarantine helped me with, because when you go to school every day, when you're surrounded by people every day, you see so many people and it's like, dang, this girl so freaking pretty, everybody likes her, da da da, and it makes you feel less, you know?
Yeah.
No matter how much people say that one person's beauty shouldn't affect yours, it does. Like, that's just how it's gonna happen. If you see a pretty girl on the street, you're gonna probably feel insecure about yourself until you get that confidence boost, until you get the boost that I'm the baddest one out there. Even if you're not, if you tell yourself that, your people are gonna start believing it because you're projecting it onto them, and you're gonna start believing it. You know, at the end of the day, you can't love someone else until you love you. Like, someone else can't love you, and you can't love you till you love you. If that makes sense. Like, I always tell myself that, and I'm not going to sit here and say I'm 100% confident, I'm 100% self-love, because no, I don't think anyone ever gets to 100%, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like, always, it's like a day by day.
Exactly. Like, no, because I lack confidence so much, like, no matter what people tell me, but I can't show it all the time, because when you become weak to people and show your insecurities, people use it against you, if that makes sense.
You can be vulnerable, but just don't show your insecurities to the wrong people, is what we're trying to say.
Exactly.
Because once that knowledge goes into the wrong hands, it's kind of over. It's like, oh.
It's used against you.
Yeah, it's like, well, shoot, now they know how to, like, ruin my life or ruin my day.
Exactly.
It's like, you don't want anyone to have that power over you. And the only person that should have that power is you. And, like, don't use that power for bad, you know? Mm-hmm. And, okay, wait, off topic, but everyone was, like, kind of joking about manifesting, but it actually works.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the thing about manifesting is, I'm so, like, okay, I know a lot of people at first thought it was witchcraft, so they didn't do it, like, you know, because, like, a lot of religions are against witchcraft and, like, this, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And, but then, like, I told myself, even if I don't physically manifest, even if I don't write it down, do the whole relaxation thing, I just,
you subconsciously manifest.
Exactly. Like, basically, everyone manifests. If you speak into existence, you're manifesting. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, and it does work. Like, it works. Like, tell yourself you're beautiful, you're going to end up beautiful. Tell yourself you're going to make banks, you're going to make banks. Like, that's just how it works. You know? Speak into existence, you're going to work to get to where you want to be.
Exactly. Thank you for saying it. You literally, I could not have said that any better. Like,
yeah, like, I used to think, like, to myself, because I haven't tried, like, the actual manifesting, like, writing it down and, like, all that. Have you?
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot lately, and literally everything that I've been trying to manifest has, like, come to me.
Coming? Yeah.
And I know that I sound, like, just, like, one of those, like, regular, like, the, oh, my God, manifesting, like, stuff like that, but, like, it genuinely works for me. Like, the first time one of my manifestations came true, I was like, what? I was like, what?
Yes.
And honestly, that's kind of a connection, because, like, I don't know. I feel like you kind of manifest the kind of person you are in a way. Mm-hmm. It's like, I could literally say, I don't want to accidentally manifest this. But I could be like, oh my God, I'm, like, the worst person in the world. And you could turn into that person. But then you'd be like, I'm a good person. And that subconsciously kind of, like, the subconscious mind is actually powerful. Like, I don't know if anyone saw it, but, like, the CIA literally released, like, this whole thing about, like, the second dimension and, like, astral projection and stuff like that, like, confirming that manifestation was real. and like talking about like the scientific aspect of the afterlife and stuff like that. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Me, I'll say one thing. Like I said, I have never manifested like writing on paper, doing all that. But one thing I told myself is that when we go to school this year, I'm going to dress to my fullest. I'm going to wear the most that I can. I'm going to look the baddest. Like, I'm going to do that. I told myself my style is going to get better. I told myself that my style is getting better. And what happened? It got better. Like, you just have to, like I said, speak into existence. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way the stuff is going to happen. Like, I kept telling myself, oh, you're going to get the clothes that you want. You're going to get the money that you want to buy the clothes with. And what happened? It happened. Like, you just have to speak to existence, because that's the only way. If you project negative energy on yourself, negativity is going to happen.
Exactly. You can't put out negative energy and expect it and expect like positive energy. Positive. If that makes sense.
For sure. Yeah. Like, even with the school year, I went into this school year telling myself I was going to do this, I was going to be in this, I was going to make straight A's, I was going to do all this, and all of it happened. And I was like, I'm just realizing now, like, manifestation, law of attraction. I told myself it would happen, and it did.
It's actually, you know? Like, honestly, I never really believed it, really, and I know that sounds, like, bad now that I'm, like, kind of talking about it, but, like, it's actually insane to think that pretty much, I don't want to say it's cheating life, but, like, it's pretty much you're just, like, getting what you desire. If you give out the right energy and you're, like, doing what you're supposed to do, then you get back what you want. And that's honestly kind of cool to me. But I'm sorry for getting sidetracked, but...
No, you're good. No, we can talk about anything. It literally doesn't matter.
Okay,
cool. What was I about to say? What else? Oh, yeah, peer pressure. We were going to talk about that. What do you have to say about peer pressure?
Honestly... I mean this in literally the nicest way possible, but I've been guilty of peer pressure, like, on accident. I think everyone has accidentally peer pressured someone before. Like, not like necessarily into anything bad, but just like, yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
like, I get what you mean by that, because this has happened to me before. I'm not gonna say the instance, because just in case if my parents ever watch, listen to this, or anybody's parents or my friend's parents, I don't want them to be like, oh my god. But yeah. I've been to, like, a birthday party, and everybody was doing something, and it wasn't the best thing to do, and I was like, okay, and everybody was like, just do it, like, nothing's gonna happen, like, it's not harmful, like, da-da-da-da. I feel like that's peer pressure, like, you telling someone, like, okay, let's say this. Let's say someone is too scared. Like, this is just an example. Let's say someone's too scared to swim in the deep end. Like, this is just, like, the easiest way to put it. Let's say someone's scared to swim in the deep end, can't swim, and you go, oh, my God, like, you should do it. Nothing's going to happen. Like, you'll be fine. Everybody does it. That's kind of peer pressuring someone in a way, but I feel like people don't understand that it is. You never realize that you're peer pressuring someone in that type of way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like that's also just trying to, like, encourage them, but at the same time, it can be harmful, like, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's really hard to, like, find that line of, when am I overstepping both of our boundaries? Like, when am I not?
Yes.
That's probably one of the hardest things you have to do, is, like, establish those boundaries, like, for others. And, like, because you don't know how they're feeling, so you just kind of have to guess. And
Yeah.
It's hard, sure. I'm not even gonna lie, but.
Yeah. Then, like, the difference between encouraging and, like, peer pressuring someone is, like, if you know something is bad and you know something isn't good and it doesn't have a positive impact, and the person doesn't want to do it, why keep telling them to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Why keep telling the person, and I don't really know how to put this in the best way possible. Why keep persuading the person to do it after they said no? And after the person, and after you both know it's not going to have a positive impact, it's most likely going to have a negative impact, why do you keep pushing them to do it, you know? I've always been the type of person, if my friends tell me no, it's a no. Like, I will never force anyone into doing something negative. And I will never force anyone into doing something they don't feel comfortable with, positive or negative, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's just, I don't know. I feel bad because I've been forced to do things. But, like, I feel like this sounds, like, really bad. But peer pressure in some areas, situations, can be, like, a good thing. Like, to get you out of your comfort zone. Because you're going to have to do things you're uncomfortable with, but, like, obviously don't push if they're like, no, I'm no way, like, stuff like that. Like, if they're, just no means no, period, end of story.
I know what you mean. I, for one, have never gave in. I've never really gave into peer pressure because I've always stood my ground. Like, I've never really been the follower type. I've never really been the one to do everything someone else wanted to do. I've always kind of stood my own ground, you know? Like, if I don't want to do something, my mind's set in stone. Like, that's the type of person I am. If I want to do something, my mind's set in stone. Like, that's just how my mindset is, but I can really see how people give into it. I can see how someone could want to do everything someone else is doing. I can see how someone want to follow someone else's lead. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's bad, because at the end of the day, teens are teens. Like, the hormones that we have, it's like, they're going to make us do stupid stuff at the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
They're not going to be perfect. Not everyone's going to make the right decisions. And that's just all the part of growing up. And I'm not going to sit here and say, because I've never gave into it, people who give into it are bad. Like, people who do it are bad. Like, no, that's just how our brains work. And everybody's brains work differently. And everybody's emotions work differently.
I think that everyone is at least one point in their life is like, given into peer pressure, even if it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's just like, I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand. Like, it doesn't have to be negative. It could be something that's going to actually help the person, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, peer pressure, okay, I think in some instances it can be good, but that doesn't justify the times that it's, like, bad for the person. I don't know. I really don't know how to, like, phrase what I'm thinking, but I think you, like, know where I'm going.
I understand. I think what you're trying to say is, like, oh, God, my stupid memory just forgot it.
Okay.
Like I said, at the end of the day, we're teenagers. It's going to happen, you know? Like, it's bad stuff, good stuff, peer pressure. There's positive and negative impacts of it. And there's positive and negative impacts of us being teens because we're going to do dumb stuff.
Exactly. That's we're going to, like, do things that are going to help us, or we're going to do things that probably will not be that good for us either. You know, it's just, it just happens, man. And there's not much we can really do about it except just kind of sit there and try to enjoy the ride.
And I really wish parents, like, parents understood that more. Because no matter how much they say, I was a kid once, no matter how much they say, I know what you're going through, I've been through it too. It's like, no, you don't. You don't seem like you know what I'm going through because you don't act like it.
Yeah.
If I make a mistake, you should understand, oh, kids make mistakes. If I do something that you don't agree with, you should understand it's her life. She's gonna do what she wants to do. You know?
Exactly. Instead of just like focusing on that one thing and like fixating on it for like the rest of our lives. Like let us move on.
My parents literally will bring up something that happened 3 years ago. And I'm like, okay.
Same. And it's literally, that's probably, like, the most annoying thing to me. It's like, oh my God. Like, it's in the past. Obviously, I learned from it. It's just like, why is it still relevant? And the thing is, it never is still relevant. So I don't really understand why people still try to bring it up. Like, or parents, my bad. But
yeah. For sure. You don't see...
Hey! I'm back!
I don't know if you heard any of what I said before you got disconnected.
Okay, wait. What part were you at?
And I'll okay, I basically I was it. Saying how I don't want to sound hypocritical. I'm bringing this stuff back up. I was just saying, like, if someone had a past, a bad past, and they don't do any anymore, they don't think about it, they don't even have a mindset to go to where they were, and you bring stuff back up, reminding them about the bad past, it's just like, why? But if someone is, like, constantly still doing what they did before, and you're telling them, like, you can't keep doing this, you've been doing this for a long time, I see why someone would do that. I just don't see why someone would bring up someone's bad past after they're not like that anymore.
Yeah, agreed. But at the same time, I feel like there's, like, some things that just, like, you can't really, I don't know. Like, I get what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain what I'm, like, trying to get across. I think it's okay to bring up a person's actions only if they're relevant and affecting you directly, or if it's endangering them. Like, if they're making a choice to, like, engage in a like, activity that you don't necessarily agree with, it's not really anyone's place to, like, say anything about it, because at the end of the day, their body, their choice, stuff like that. obviously, like, if they're in danger or if they're, like, peer pressuring you, then, yeah, go ahead, say something about it. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't think it's, like, necessary to bring up, I guess, unless it's endangering one of you guys. But if one of your friends is, like, doing something that you're not comfortable with or being around, then obviously bring that up with them. But their personal choices that don't, like, don't directly impact you shouldn't affect a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I understand what you're, where you're going with that, but I do know people who just try to block out that energy in general, if that makes sense.
You know, yeah, like, completely.
I have friends who wouldn't even think of being people who do certain things, and I'm not saying it's the best thing, because I don't think someone's actions define who they are, but at the same time, I understand, like, why someone would do that, and they would just want to distance themselves from anything that could bring them that way. Because some people just are very, really easy into wanting to do what other people do, and I just know some people would just want to, like, block it out completely. There, I understand. I have friends from, like, a while back when I used to be not the best person, and I don't think I could be friends with them again because I don't want to be that type of person again.
Yeah. You know?
So, like, that type of instincts, I understand. But for someone to completely, like you said, just keep mourning on something that doesn't even affect them, it's like, okay, why?
Yeah, like, if they never ask you to or do it around you, then I don't think it's an issue, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or, unless it's endangering them, that's, like, a whole different conversation.
Yeah. I've always been the type of person to, like, I have friends who do all types of things, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my god, like, da 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 da. But if I care about you and I know it could harm you potentially, I'm going to say something. Like, I'm going to be like, okay, I don't think it's a very good idea, but at the end of the day, it's your life. You do you, you know?
Yeah. Because honestly, another thing for the people who are on the other side of being like, well, if it's my friend, like, I want to help them. Like, I totally get that. Like, it's like, yeah, 100%. Like, I get it. I honestly, part of me would be that way, but then another part of me is like, yeah, it's your life, like, it's fine, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that makes any sense, but
I do understand, but I just got to the point where I just stopped saying things because I don't want to come off as being rude, and I don't want to come off as hating on someone for their choices, so I just stop saying stuff overall. Like, I'm gonna just let them do them, and if it harms me, then I'll say something, but if it doesn't have anything to do with me, I'm just like, okay. Whatever.
Honestly, I think that's not, a lot of times silence speaks so much more than words ever could.
Mm-hmm. If I had a friend who cared about me so much and then just stopped caring, I think that would hurt me more than a friend who keeps reprimanding me, if that makes sense.
Because, for sure.
I don't know if y'all realize this, but sometimes your parents get to a point where they can't do anything about you anymore. Like, it gets to a point where they've constantly grounded you, they've constantly told you to stop, and you still keep doing it. They're going to give up. No matter if they're parents or not, they're going to give up. That's just someone's nature. You're not gonna waste time on something that's going to keep happening. And I feel like that's something that I've kind of came to terms with. Like, mm-hmm. If the person isn't going to listen, if it's not going to make a change, then why am I going to keep saying something?
Yeah, you're pretty much essentially just wasting your breath.
Exactly.
If someone doesn't want to change, then they're not going to change. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can't force someone to be someone they're not.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and listen to someone say they're going to change either, and then they won't. Like, I want to help people, and that's all in my nature. I'm all for always helping people. I'm all for being there for people. But it comes to a certain extent, like, where you just have to let them do them, you know?
Yeah.
And let them find out the consequences on their own.
Yeah, there's some, like, times and, like, points in times where you just can't do anything. Like, your hands are literally just tied. Like, you literally can't do anything about it because you're just not gonna listen. And I'm not gonna lie, I've been that person so many times where you can't really do anything about me. And
mm-hmm.
I think Anita knows that better than anyone. But, yeah, you have to think about both sides. I don't know how to explain it, but, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely understand. Like, people are gonna care and all this stuff. But I want my friends to live. I want my friends to figure out what's going to happen if they do what they do. I want my friends to know. Like, I can't constantly be the one to just sit there and reprimand you for something. I will let you live. Like, do you. But,
like, I cannot imagine how tiring it would be to parent your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel bad for all the times I've made you do that.
No, it's okay. I don't. It's always been, I have younger siblings, so I grew up taking care of people. I grew up caring for people. I grew up worrying about people. So it doesn't bother me. But I can see how someone who isn't used to that would take an effect onto them.
Yeah. And honestly, like everything else does, it depends on the person and how much they can handle.
For sure, for sure.
It's like, if they cannot handle even taking care of themselves, then they've absolutely, like, you shouldn't be putting that pressure on them all the time to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And people fall through holes. People fall through sinks. People are going to go through things that you don't even know about. And so that's why I really tried to tell myself to not judge every single aspect of someone's life based on their actions, because you don't know why the person's doing it. You don't know why the person's giving in. You don't know why the person is falling into a hole. You don't know. Like, so a lot of times I just have to tell myself that no matter how much of a good person they could have been before, or how much of a bad person they could have been before, I can't sit here and judge someone just because of their actions. Because
exactly.
I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know why they're doing it. And someone could be doing it because they're going through so much, you know?
Honestly, like, I think speaking from personal experience and being the person on the end of the equation and stuff, honestly, so many people do stuff just because they want to feel something. It's like, again, I'm sorry, I'm kind of repeating everything that I'm saying, but it's like the whole like thing with adrenaline, it's just like, I don't know. It feels nice to, like, okay. For me, I was always kind of, like, a really, really good kid. And recently, yeah, I got, Anita knows, like, I got myself into, like, some situations. I'm not a bad kid, but, like, yeah, I got myself into, like, some bad situations. Yeah. And I wanted to do those things purely for, like, the reason that I just wanted to feel something. And I wanted to know what it was like and, like, how all these other people had fun, like, they have fun differently than I do. And I wanted to feel that, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's normal to want to feel things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, that's why, I think that's why so many people rebel, honestly, is because they just want to know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, get that experience. Even if they're not going to repeat the behavior, just get that experience at least once, you know?
Yeah. The thing about that is, I just don't, I understand what you mean. Like, people are going to do things. Oh my god, I just cracked all my knuckles. People are gonna do things because they wanna feel, they wanna do this. I've always been built to be really emotionally strong in a way. I never, a lot of things happen to me that some people don't even know, and they'd be confused how I still go to school with that happening at home. Yeah. You know? I just like tell myself that there's better days to come and there's people who go through worse. You know,
for sure.
When you tell yourself that constantly, you start to realize what you go through might not be the worst thing. It might seem like the end of the world, but it's not. You know, I've always been to the point where I felt like I needed to go through a hole, where I felt like I just wanted to sink and not let anybody know, and let just, like, block everything out. But I just keep telling myself, what good is that going to do to me? You know, if I do something, people, this is the thing about, like, a lot of people do things, rebel because of dopamine. Like, you want to make yourself happy. When you lack the dopamine, you're going to want to make more dopamine. You're going to want to do things that are going to make you happy. When something constantly makes you happy, you're going to want to keep doing it, correct? Because you don't want to feel sad. You don't want to feel bad. And I've always just been the type of person to know that I don't want to start something that I know won't have an end. I don't want to start something that I know that I could get attached to and it would be hard to stop. Yeah. I don't want to start something and start doing something that I know would affect me in the long run. That's just how I've always looked at things. And that's why, like, people who sneak out, people who, like, you know, the small things, you know, that stuff just really never bothered me. Like, people are going to do that. You're a teenager. You're going to want to do what you want to do. You want freedom. But I just had to always tell myself that if I know this is going to affect me in the long term, I can do it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's important to think about your future when doing things. But then again, yeah, I'd never do that, so I can't really say anything about that. Okay. And honestly, I probably should.
I mean, yeah, and it all has to do with mental health too, because my mental health has never, I don't think it's ever been in the right stage, but I just started realizing that a year ago and admitting that to myself, that, okay, you're not okay.
Yeah.
It's okay not to be okay. And it's like, it's stuff like that. When you come to the realization of what's happening in your life, I feel like it's just so much easier to just have things happen, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely get what you're trying to say. Okay, wait.
Thank you so much to everyone who listened. Thank you so much to Lila who joined. I hope you guys are all staying safe and doing well. And bye.